Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Hi everyone.
And welcome
to Off Script.
Here's a mini-sode for ya that we didn't think we'd do.
Yeah, we really didn't, but lo and behold, we are amazing.
So that's a word. we just recorded Hogfather yesterday. It got released today for us in real life. And then we were like, hey, we can record on Monday. Let's do it. And here we are.
Here we are.
With your second to last episode of season 5.
Figured. Okay, I was about to make it sound like we planned it, but thought it might be a nice little, like, way to send y'all off, giving you at least one more mini-sode.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, we're going to talk about our mental health, so.
I think what we should talk about, rather than just our mental health.
Yes, tell me.
Is how our goal, okay, not how our goal.
Oh, like our New Year's resolution.
Yeah, our goal is to help with our mental health. To kind
of it.
Maybe inspire those who listen to us who might be on their own paths of like, what the fuck?
And then you guys can also check in on us and be like, have you been doing this?
Yeah, exactly. Please do. Because goddamn, am I the worst at doing anything I say I'm going to do?
Do you still do that habit thing?
No, I really need to start, especially one of my friends that I hang out with all the time. She does it.
Oh,
and I was like, you should join our party. She couldn't join our party because she hadn't finished her quest and she can't join our party until we finish ours.
All right. We need to do it.
Yeah. Because she texted me probably like a month ago and was like, hey, I finished my quest.
Oh, shoot. Okay, you guys, we got to tell you. So there's this really cool app. Called, I think it's Habitica. Is that what it's called?
Is it Habitica or Habitica?
I don't know.
I think it's Habitica.
Habitica. So it's this where it's like you, it's a game for your habits.
If you're into D&D, it's the best thing ever.
Habitica. Yeah. So hang on. We're opening it now.
It's literally stopped like taking away things from me because I haven't.
I know, me too. So basically you go on and you check off things, and so like they have your goals of what you want to accomplish. So like I'm trying to swear less in front of my kids, and I'm trying to yell less, and I'm trying to just like accept more and be more of a like
what's
yes.
Hilarious,
huh?
Everyone listening is like, you swear?
I know. I do have a potty mouth off this. Anyways, so if I do it, I say, yes, I did it. I didn't swear in front of my kids when I almost did. And then I will get like points and things like this. But then they also have on the next page, like your goals for the day. So like, I want to drink however much water. I need to have me time. I want to have some Riley time. I want to go on a walk and all these things. And so when you check them off, you get things. And then at the end of the day, whatever you don't check off, it's like the bad guys attacked you and you lose experience, you lose health, you lose money and all this sort of stuff. And you also go on quests and like I'm a rogue and like all this sort of stuff. It's actually very, it is fun. And we were super into it for a bit there. Mm-hmm. And then we started sucking at it. And I was like, I don't want to see how bad I'm doing. And I stopped doing it.
I think I know why we started sucking at it. Because I think that's when our mental health started to decline.
Yeah.
And when we started to like, oh, everything sucks.
Because, yeah, I mean, if you it's great to motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're already in a bad mental health, seeing
you getting hit and then like when you lose your health and then you go down. So like right now I'm a healer. But once you, I did that so that I wouldn't lose so much health. I was like, how do I best lose health without getting hit hard? Anyway, but once you get, if you go back down to 10, mm-hmm. you lose it. You don't have it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you lose your status or whatever it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. I was like,
oh,
shit.
No. All right. Yeah. Oh. So. Mm-hmm. But it really is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I really need to just do like, it again.
And it also because you're in a party with your friends and you go on quests together, you can then track like, Allie, you just made us get hit for like 30 points.
You weren't doing your stuff the other day.
No, what the hell?
So, yeah. So you keep each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll start doing it again if you do it again.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I need to add all the stuff I want to do in there.
I know. Now life has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. So.
Not what we were going after.
No, that's not. So goals. What are your goals?
My New Year's goals.
Mm-hmm.
For like me.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain to everyone, like broadly, what you think just happened with you?
Yeah. Okay. So it was honestly a pile of a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm banking on part of it was that it was Cameron's 4-year mark. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. that was subconscious because outer when everybody's like, how are you doing today? I'm like, fine. Like
it pissed me off so much because I asked on the day and you wait, I don't even think you responded or you did. And you like talked about something else. Justin was like, yeah, I'm fine. And
then, I don't know if it clicked with them.
Okay. Because that's why I messaged on that
team. I know. I legit was doing fine.
Yeah.
Like mentally, when it came to this is the day he died, I should be sobbing and sad right now, but I'm really like, it is what it is. That's mm-hmm. kind of where my mental is mm-hmm. right now. I'm mm-hmm. like, it happened. I can't change it. There are moments when I just get sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It was the other day driving and I was just like, oh, I wish Cameron could see that or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get sad, but I don't cry a lot anymore and stuff like that. So I think it just was an additional thing to my mental health. It wasn't the reason.
Yeah.
And so honestly, I think I'm trying to think how to say this. So I think Riley at school is really stressing me out. And so there are some things going on at school with Riley that are stressing me out, like her education, not because of her, but because of other influences at school, is not what a mother and a
teacher
mom like to see, but that is I think the majority of where my anxiety and stress came from.
Makes sense.
And so that's where I think it all like built up with was mm-hmm. worrying about my kid. Mm-hmm. And then Tyler's just stressful all the time, like he's 5 now, but he's still like doesn't young. listen, and I'm just exhausted. But and then the exhaustion, I do too much. Like I do. Mm-hmm. I know I do too much, but there's no but. I do too much. And so, yeah. So that's where my like. So the day we were supposed to record, which is why we didn't, it was a full on like. I was settling down to do a movie night with my kids. And. Because I'm used to us recording later.
Mm-hmm.
But now Brie has a job, so she can't record later. And it didn't really click with me. Oh, duh. So I was just settling down and we just started the movie and my brain finally was like, okay, just a time relax. To relax and hang out with your family. And then Bree's like, what time do you want me to come over? I was like 9 o'clock. And she's like, oh no, I was hoping early. I was like, oh crud. So that's why we could not record when we were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know, wasn't that like my first day too? Or like first week?
I think it was your first week. Yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I wasn't quite, because now 6:30 or not even 6:30. I wake up at 6. 6 o'clock comes and my body just wakes me up now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. But still, you go to bed at what time usually?
9 or 10.
Okay.
Like 10 is pushing it. On the weekends, I try to make it to 11.
Okay.
The other night, I was staying at John's and it was a Friday night. And he was like, we're going to get through so much Magicians. I think I made it through 2 episodes and I was like, I can't watch another one. And he was like, it's only 10. I was like, we could try to start it, but I'm about to pass out.
And that was like Cameron and mine's life. And then when I would be asleep at 10 o'clock every night and he hated it because he worked at the movie theater. So his schedule is like up till 2 a.m. Yeah. And then when he passed away, I had insomnia. Oh, and then yeah. I just
mm-hmm.
was like staying
up awake.
So yeah. I was up until like 2 or 3 every night. And I was like, he would be so pissed right now. Anyways.
But yeah. So continue.
That was pretty much it. So that's why we didn't record, because I needed that mental break. And that's why my mental health was not doing good.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Mine's just life stuff, because it was hard not having a job for so long. Mm-hmm. And then I finally get a job. And like, I think in my head, once I got the job, everything was going to like fall into place and everything would be hunky dory. That's not been the case. So like trying to navigate that while also trying to like, goddamn, first 2 weeks of training were stressful just because it was learning a new job. And then like, God, this is going to sound like such a like stupid fucking thing to even be stressed on. But like, I have a lot of friends who want to hang out.
Dude, that's me. Yeah. It's like, I love you, but oh my gosh, I need a mental health day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have the problem of like
saying yes to everything.
Or trying to, especially like right now, it's a lot of friends who I haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, I should hang out with you. But then like, the timing's just not right, or like people forget, oh, you now have a job where you have to wake up early.
Yeah.
Why can't you hang out past 10 o'clock at night? And I'm like, I just want to sleep, everyone. And so trying to fit them in. Well, also the new lovely joys of trying to figure out when to hang out with just John too.
Mm-hmm.
And then my problem is I tend to rope him into like the friend hangouts.
Mm.
And then realize later on, oh, this, it doesn't hurt us because it's still nice to hang out with our friends, but like we definitely should just hang out together, just mm-hmm. us too. And then now with work, trying to also figure out when to see him too. Like obviously I'm at my house Monday through Friday. Then Friday night, I typically go to his place, except for now I'm about to be house sitting starting Thursday until the 1st. And then the asshole's going to Hawaii without me. And then that's the other, because then also trying to figure out, because John's going to Hawaii and then he's going home for Christmas. So that kind of put a damper on my mood. So then I was just in a bad mood and then everything was getting piled on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it just felt like I had so much to do in so little time,
mm-hmm.
and everything was supposed to like be all hunky dory because I got a job and it was supposed to be this exciting time in my life. And when really I have been trying to still get everything into order. And then also,
well, it's hard because it's like you said, it's during the holidays when the holidays are already chaotic as mm-hmm, all can be.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the normal holiday chaos and now you have all this new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it was like happened in March when like nothing is happening. But yeah. It's like everything is happening this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's fine. It was a very good and valid point. Mm-hmm. Like, that's exactly it. I think if it wasn't the holiday season, it would be fine.
Now that all your friends want to do things with you, see if they'll do Christmas stuff with you, too.
Actually, yeah, that's a good idea. Because then John can screw himself.
No. Yeah, exactly. So, like, if there's something...
That's actually a good idea.
When Zoolites comes up or whatever, yeah. And be like, yeah, you want to hang out? Okay, let's go do Zoolites. Or when...
That's a good idea.
Something.
Yeah. Okay. That's smart.
Then you're killing two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm. I like this plan.
You still have to at least do the night walk with me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I literally... What's funny is, okay, so tonight on my way over to Allie's from work, I'm driving. And when I get to her house, there's a house completely decked out for Christmas. And I was like, I gotta drive by it. And then I was like, well, since I'm already down this road, I'm just gonna do a loop and see if there's any other Christmas lights out. And I mean, by the point I thought this, there was no other house with Christmas lights. So I immediately was like, not now. But I was like, we need to plan our Christmas light walk.
I know. I was excited.
Oh, hold on. We cannot right now.
No, there's not enough. Yeah. It has to be December.
Yeah. So, yeah. The other thing that's really been getting to me is my lack of physically being able to read a book.
Mm.
And so that's been rough for me because... I like to physically read our books.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yes, I'll throw in some audiobooks. But I have realized with a job and with like, because I'm also on top of that, trying to also figure out like when to get my editing in and when to get like my freelance stuff in while also, you know, not working myself to the bone and then getting my reading in. And I think it was like the first week of training. I didn't have it in me to read at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, uh-oh, this might be an issue. But then John, when we were in Arizona, bought me a book called Man, Fuck This House. And it's what's funny is I thought it was going to be about a ghost story. I plan on doing a mini-sode next season where I review the book because I haven't finished it yet. I have like 10 pages
left.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so mad at myself. I was going to try and finish it the other night, but I was too tired. I was like, oh, I can't finish it. And then I left it at work over the weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But it's a hilarious book. But I picked that up because it's literally... almost 200 pages. It's a very small book. And I was like, I can read this easy. And that made me realize, I was like, oh, yeah, you just have to like every other night or something, just like read a little bit. And then I also realized what I'm going to do. I'm going to every other physical book that I read is going to be an off script book. And then the rest of them I'm going to do audio book. But I'm going to do like a for me book, then an off script book, a for me book, an off script book. And I'm not going to do what I normally do where I'm trying to read two physical books at once, because sure. I've realized if we start to fall behind on off script, I say screw you to the for me book mm-hmm. and focus on just reading off script. But if I'm doing audio books at the same time for off script.
I think we also need to adjust and mm-hmm. think about with off script.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I don't know, we see how far we get during the break
mm-hmm.
and then maybe make it an every other week or just, I don't want us to get stressed, but then I don't want us to like stop, you know yeah. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I would love us to keep going every week, but.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I plan on helping with my, because I mean, that's not the only thing I can do to help myself. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with John, going and seeing movies. I'm really excited. John and I are going to go see a movie Thursday.
Which one?
Red One.
Okay, tell me mm-hmm. if it's Riley appropriate.
Okay.
Like superheroes, fine. Like
yeah.
that type of violence and everything. Mm-hmm. Because Paul's coming on Saturday. And mm-hmm. I think him and I are going to go see it. And I'm going to bring her along if it's
appropriate.
Yes.
Okay,
I know. I looked up the parent review.
Mm-hmm.
And like it lists off. All the swear words it says, and then like based on the parent review, I'm like, it just sounds like an Avengers movie type
okay.
of thing.
Okay.
And like that's fine.
Yeah.
Let me know your opinion. But if it reminds you of like a superhero movie, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yes.
So that's another way to help myself. But yeah. And I think now that I'm fully trained on my job, that kind of will also take some of the stress off of me. Mm-hmm. And once I've actually like gotten into the flow of the job itself, mm-hmm. that will help too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, I started this thing where, because one of the things that stresses me out the most is like, honestly, me yelling. But I, you know, yell because the kids don't live. It's just a cycle, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so I've realized, how many times have I realized and done nothing, but I'm like, I got to do something about it, is that Tyler does so much better when I give him one-on-one attention. Mm-hmm. And lately, the one-on-one attention I've been giving him is anything but make-believe play, which is what he strives on. But he's chill doing other things, so mm-hmm. I take advantage of it. I'm mm-hmm. like, do you want to go to the park? Do you want to go to the zoo?
I don't want
to
make-believe.
Yes. Like, do you want to play video games? He's like, yes, yes, yes. He gets excited about all these things. So that's why I'm like, mm-hmm. perfect. Mm-hmm. But when it's just me and him, like playing cars or something like that, mm-hmm. he is so much more behaved and everything. So I was at church yesterday and there was a talk, and the talk was about peacemaking. And I was like, oh, look, it's me. Mm-hmm. But then I realized it's not me, because he, the guy who's speaking, said how he yells a lot. He was a father that yelled a lot. Mm-hmm. And it took his kids, like, scaredly saying, Dad, you scare us when you yell at us, for him to be like, something's got to change. And he said his kids were young enough where they did sticker charts. And so he's like, so I made myself a sticker chart, mm-hmm. and they got to give me stickers if I didn't yell that day. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I did that with the kids. And so I've made one. We're starting it tonight. I made one. And so it has no yelling, but we're going to have to, I give them breaks when I'm like, mm-hmm. You were kind mm-hmm. of a meanie today, but you weren't super mean. So you can have a star. So I'm going to have to explain that to them. They're going to be like, you yelled this morning at one time. And I'm like, shut your mouth. Okay.
I'm about to yell again.
Exactly. And then I have Tyler time, Riley time, and me time on there. So good. I have those four things good. That I can get my stars on every day. And the kids are so excited to do that. So I'm that'll help the stress of yelling and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. The Riley at school thing, I think, is slowly getting better because certain people are getting involved in mm-hmm. making that better. Mm-hmm. And I have stepped back a little bit from it, too. And then what was my other thing? Oh, one of the main things I didn't say was freaking magicians. Oh, so yeah. Stressing me out. Now it's John. But I'm almost done with that. So that'll be good, too.
What's funny is every time I tell him it's stressing me out or you out, he's always like, but are you liking it? I'm like, yes, I am. I am.
And I was realizing we're stressed out because this is, okay, technically two extra books. Mm-hmm. And then we did a third extra book with...
Oh, It Ends With Us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we added a lot of extra to our plate mm-hmm. this year. That was mm-hmm. our bad.
I also feel like we should have asked John sooner how we were supposed to split it up. I think we asked him like right before the last season started. Mm-hmm. And I think if we didn't do that, we would have been able to plan a little bit better.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. It's almost done. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to start doing the habit thing again, I think.
Yeah.
I think I have not been drinking water or anything.
Oh, that's actually, I'm glad you said that. I just literally, I'm like, I'm going to read more. No, I also plan on drinking water more, and I want to try to start working out.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I used to walk the dogs every day, and I mean, it's yucky now. And did you hear we're supposed to have freaking like basically river rain like
for a week straight? Yes. Or whatever. Yeah,
like it's just mm-hmm. gonna be downpouring. Mm-hmm. So gonna have to decide if I'm gonna walk the dogs in that or not. But it's like, yeah, getting that little bit of exercise really helps. And so
it does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can tell. I've been like, my job is one where I could, if I wanted to, leave. So my job, I am in charge of the auditorium. So the auditorium is only open when I am there. When I am not there, it is closed, unless a movie is running or a live event is running. So I have the flexibility to be able to go on a walk if I wanted to go do things like that, to get out of the building. Otherwise, I'm in that building the whole time. And so I think when it gets nicer, I'll probably take advantage of that. And well, not take advantage of that, but like, you know, go on my walks and stuff. Especially the campus is huge and there's like a park right there that I can walk through. And like today she ordered me a whiteboard for my office because I told her that I thrive off of whiteboards with my checklists. And she was like, your whiteboard came in. So I was like, cool, I'm going to come and get it. So then I went and got it.
There you go.
Yeah. And I was like, yep, walking's nice. I like getting out and doing something because I want to start walking more. It's just, it also gets pitch black at 4:30.
I know. And that's sketch.
Mm-hmm. Not doing a walk that.
Nope. I noticed when I started doing all my like scripture study again. Mm-hmm. That was a huge change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to start doing that again. And yeah. So I'm hoping that my brain is okay. Come on. Mental health.
It's a hard line to walk. Mm-hmm. And I've also, one of the biggest things for me is social media.
Yes, same.
I need to step back from that. But I'm also like, John keeps telling me, he's like, delete it, delete it. And I'm like, I'm not leaving all of this to Allie. Like, that would be too much for her.
I wonder if you can uninstall. See, but I'm in charge of like the PTA page too and everything. I just need to figure out how to stop doing it for me, because I don't do it. I'm not on it constantly for other, like the PTA page or the off script page or whatever. It's my page that I'm constantly scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
And I've set a lock on it, but I think I need to make it it's like an hour lock, but that includes TikTok. So together, Facebook and TikTok, after an hour, combination, it locks me out. And I do, once I'm locked out, I'm really good about, I'm locked out.
Yeah.
I think it takes too long. Maybe I just need a shorter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's smart. What do you use to lock yourself out?
Because
maybe I should get that. Because my problem is I have a lot of family in other states that I still want to like, hey, look, this is my life. This is what I'm doing.
It's called screen time. So it tracks everything you do.
Ah.
And you can put it in modes too. So like, nope, not parent controls. Focus modes. So I have mom mode. And when I turn it on, it turns everything off except like, I still get phone calls and like emergency stuff. And like I have where I can still listen to the books and like camera and just specific apps to open. So like if it's on, this is when like I won't get any text messages and stuff. So I focus on playing with Tyler. That's and I'm smart. Not distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then but then you can just turn it off. So like, look, I have 44 minutes left today. How's that?
Wow.
How's that possible? I feel like I've been on it. See, my issue, though, I need to do that 1 sec.
Yeah,
I have. The
I
one
actually
sec
should
on.
Download that again.
The reason I turned it off is because it's so annoying when.
When you leave the app and then go right back in it.
It's yes. Like, or like when you send memes in our group chat, it's like you have to, you just want to click it and look at the meme real fast. No, you got to sit there 1 second. So annoying. But I mean, I guess that's the point.
That is the point. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Actually, since I switched my phone, I don't have that anymore. So I should get that one and do the screen time.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, John literally, I think in the last month, he's probably told me to delete social media like 4 or 5 times. And like this last week, he was really serious. He was like, you need to delete it. And I was like, fine. Yeah. I still haven't. Because I was like, maybe I'll just get better about it. But I do. I find myself, it's so dumb because like I deleted it. And I did fine. I was like, cool, great. But then once I got him back, it was like, oh, cool. I can go right back in.
Try the timer and try the 1 sec. Then if that doesn't work, then you
then just go. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And then I was going to suggest for you and John, you got to pick one night so that you can guarantee you guys hang out. One night, that's date night. And date night can include sitting on the couch watching Netflix. Like, it's just a night where you're like, you can say, you have to say no to everybody else and be like, nope, this is the night I'm hanging out with John.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I girl, I keep telling him, and he goes, yeah, okay.
You gotta do it.
But then we don't pick a date for it.
So now you just do it. Say, yeah, actually, that's true. Every Thursday.
That's true. All right.
Or whatever.
Yeah, Thursdays are hard with babysitting, but.
Well, then don't do Thursday.
Yeah, I only did Thursday this week because that's when I start house sitting. And Friday, I start house sitting a second house. And so I'm going to be dealing with. Yeah.
That's what I got.
Yeah. So, yeah, take care of yourself, everyone.
Yes.
I have learned that the easiest way to take care of yourself is to drink water. Like, I've realized when I don't drink enough water, I feel shitty, like, all over.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's my issue.
Yeah.
I also realized, remember at the beginning of the year, how for my birthday, all I wanted was self-care stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've touched nothing. It's now 11 months later.
Your birthday again. So, well, girl, I think you need to pick, like, I pick one day for date night, you pick one day for self-care.
Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're gonna check up on each other.
Yeah, we will.
We'll be like, how was your date? And you'll be like, how was your self-care? How was your date with yourself?
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna do it right now. Okay. Thursdays are my self-care night.
Go write that on your calendar. Here, I'll do it.
I think Thursdays is freaking Thanksgiving's coming up. Jeez Louise, what the heck was I thinking?
Oh, Atlanta. All right. Okay.
Now you have to pick a night. Oh,
fuck. Well, you know what sucks, too? Do I pick a night now or after he comes back?
Well, I would do it now because then that's true. Because
then we can just change it.
So this week it's Thursday, but Thursdays don't work well, you said.
What's funny is just means we would have to like get together at like 7.
Well, then it's up to you if you want to stay awake a little late on a Thursday to Friday. True.
Maybe I make it Tuesdays.
This one you probably should also ask him. I guess there's two people involved with yours.
Yeah, mine's not as easy as yours.
Oh, shoot. Maybe I can't do Thursday. All of our school events happen on Thursdays. Dang it.
Because if you already are like, oh shoot, I can't do this day, guess what's gonna happen when you do it? You're gonna come up to that day and be like, oh, I can't do it because of this.
Yeah. Nope.
So Thursday. Stick to it.
Okay,
I just texted John, we're gonna see if Tuesdays work.
Okay, we're ready.
All right, take care of yourself, everyone.
Yes,
see, don't get to a mental
breakdown like we
did. Thank you. Whatever that was.
Be better than we are.
Mm-hmm. Be better than us.
Yes. All right, y'all. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.